relaxed and changed, and they, you know, became more of their normal, pleasant self. Then I found out about people using the products on children with ADD, I'm sorry, autism. Autism is an extremely serious condition, and to be able to even make a 1% improvement is massive. However, you know, I personally know people who've had very, very significant improvements with their children after sleeping on the sleep system for a number of weeks. So it's just, you know, what we have here is not just another juice or lotion or potion, as the saying goes. We have something really extraordinary. And, you know, we are obligated to share it with a lot of people. And so you can change your life, you can change the life of a lot of other people. And I would encourage you to, if you want to, if you really want to make a big difference in your life, become a NECAM network marketing professional. There's a great book by Eric Worre, which outlines all of the basic skills and the entire business of network marketing down to seven basic skills. And it's all in this book called GoPro by Eric Worre, W-O-R-R-E. I encourage you to get the book because, number one, it's just so simple. The way he simplifies everything makes it understandable and doable. And he has a lot of great things to say and do that you can just learn, memorize, and practice. So much of what we do is doable. And if you just keep doing, like David said, simple, basic activities over and over and over, eventually your business will grow. You'll attract people. And if you can, I would also encourage you, did my voice just crack? Launch your business. Something that Dave did, which I learned from him and others, was to expose NECAM to a lot of people as quickly as possible. Speak to your sponsor, an upline leader, get a hold of Dave or myself, and talk about creating a 90-day plan to give it all you got, just to go big, to really hit it hard. And that's simply contacting 1, 2, 3 people a day and following up with them. And if you could sponsor 20 people over the next 30, 60, 90 days, just get really excited and contact a lot of people and tell them, look, something wonderful is about to happen. Are you in or are you out? And they'll say, in or out what? Well, we got to get together. And you're going to create curiosity by saying that. Just get together with them. Speak from the heart. Show them demos of products. Leave them with some information. Get them on the three-way call. But do that in large numbers for the next 90 days. And you could sponsor 20 or more people. The magic of that is that not all those people are necessarily looking or are ready for an opportunity. However, you might get 3 or 4 or 5 out of those people you sponsor and you sign up. 3, 4, or 5 who are ready. And yes, I want to make a career change. Yes, I want to double my income. Yes, I want to fire my boss. It's important to find those willing players who are ready, willing, and able to do NECAM big time, even on a part-time basis. But, you know, they have serious goals with NECAM. Find those people. Help them get the silver and gold. Silver's not enough. Help them get silver and gold. Start making some money, and they'll catch fire, and great things can happen. I'm about to go into another conference here. It's been truly awesome. And Dave, I want to thank you for the opportunity. Rick, man, how's the weather down in Texas?
I got to be honest with you. I drove 350 miles yesterday at 32 degrees and drizzling rain. It was a little treacherous, but I got a great group over here. It was worth it. And it's been pretty sporty down here. We got people in Dallas in our group that have no power, that are under rain. But the light of NECAM is shining on, my friend, chilly though it
is. Well, love to you and Paige and your whole family, buddy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. I'll holler at you soon, Bo.
Okay, man.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Bo.
And to you, Dave, and everybody else.
You're awesome. Bo mentioned GoPro with Eric Worre. You can get that at Amazon. Also, he's got quite a few videos on YouTube. You can specifically look up that 90-day push. That's something that's very, very powerful. And just creating this air of expectancy, this feeling of urgency that can really captivate people. Also, don't do anything in NECAN alone, pretty much. It's a team sport. And even from the first invite, talk about the group of people that you're with, the team that you're on, and invite people to join the team. That's something that's inside almost, well, it's just fundamental to everyone. We all want to belong to a tribe or a team. And this offers just a fundamental need that we all have to be part of a group doing something great. Now, Rick Murphy, this is a friend that needs no introduction, but I will anyway. if you're a NECAN, you've probably heard of Rick. He's got one of the true resources, his pathfinders.biz, B-I-Z. And he's just an amazing hero, really. A guy that was in the special forces of our country, and I thank you for your service and patriotism. Rick, I think if you've heard him at all, he's the NECAN Demosthenes, a true orator. Well read and studied, but just an amazing all around good guy. And so I'd like to introduce you to NECAN's man on a white horse, and leading the charge. And wow, we've got so much to be excited about right now. There is some really things that are rumbling out there. If you haven't been out in the water lately, you don't need to just put your toe in, but if you do, you're going to find that people really are more receptive than they've ever been. They're anxiously and actively looking for opportunity, and the new products, the things that we're doing right now, there has never been a more important, a more exciting moment than right at this time to go out and run. And if you've ever thought about running, to really make your mark in the world, this is the company, and this is that time. And get plugged in with us, and go for all you can. You'll be glad you did. But Rick, my friend, thanks for coming on and share some of your thoughts about what's happening.
Well, basically, and by the way, if Demosthenes can get the Athenians to build a naval fleet, we can convince prospects to get into NECAN. What do you think, Dave?
I think so.
They were notorious cheapskates historically, so that's good. No, I tell you what, I'm involved with NECAN not because I got excited, even though I was excited. I got excited second after I was logically smitten with NECAN. One thing I've done my whole life is read a lot about history, economics, politics. I've probably read 20,000 books on it. I'm like an Abraham Lincoln fireside guy. And if you understand NECAN in perspective, not only for what's going on today, but how it fits in historically, what we have here is one of those companies that comes along generationally. When you go make a copy for years, you said, I'm going to go Xerox something. When you blow your nose in a puffs, you still say, I give me a Kleenex. I'm holding a Samsung 4G LTE phone in my hand, but the only reason this exists is because Apple made it so. In fact, when they run ads for Samsung, they do it showing people standing at the Apple store. The fact that we're involved in this right now is staggering. If you look at the home business industry, it's been around for 50 years. Why is franchising almost $1 trillion in NECAN? Your network marketing does a couple billion here, a couple billion there. It's because the industry was here before the timing was here. If you guys look at it even 10 years ago, the way that businesses were built, you know, my first conferencing system, here we're in the business of communicating with lots of people. My first conferencing system was $150 a month for 20 lines. I was printing out mass mailing labels. If I had a prospect 100 miles away, I had to mail them a $10 video. There just wasn't a lot of efficiency. So you may say, well, iTunes is a great idea. Why didn't Apple do that in 1986? Real simple. There was no internet to stream the video or the media. And if you look at what happens, though, when the idea meets the ability to deliver the idea, you get an explosion. The reason Apple was able to fulfill its vision was real simple. It wasn't because Apple just had the products. It's because the high-speed internet was available to make the iPad, the iPhone, and iTunes work. When a company has the idea and then the opportunity comes to the right timing, it explodes. Now, in the first instance, you look at the whole business industry, and it, without sparing you guys a giant discussion on world geopolitics and economics, the middle income is dying. They used to need 30,000 people to run steel mills and automobile plants. In Flint, Michigan, there used to be 250,000 people working, making in Buick City. Where I grew up, we had a Caterpillar plant. We had International Harvester Farm Hall. We had all these giant plants. All that's there now is a Bear River Bank and riverboat gambling. Millions of people with high school degrees or getting out of the military used to be able to go and make a great wage and have a good life because companies needed people. Well, folks, they have invented computers and they have invented robotics. They just don't need a lot of people anymore. The reason the world's in chaos is because they just don't need people. I rented a car to drive over here yesterday because one of my family members needed to use my truck and the baby seat was in the other car. And when I was in Enterprise talking to one of the people, you'll get a kick out of this, Dave, the car rental people, every one of them in there had a master's degree. They make $32,000 a year without benefits. Master's degrees. That's the new world we're living in. People are, we've only been dealing with two kinds of people in network marketing for the past 50 years. The dreamer that wanted to make $1 million a month. And the mom that wanted to make $300 to $500 a month. We've never been looked at as a career. Well, guess what, folks? Niken is now pioneering, not the next home business. I really want you guys to hear this. We're not network marketing company number 101C with different products, and that's where we're going to compete. Niken is going to move out of the industry and create a new one. Healthcare also is cratering. We've now basically established that you can't chase symptoms with pills and potions and lotions and expect, or pills and procedures and expect a good result. Wellness has to move beyond a miracle juice. Every time I see the outlaw Josie Wales and I see the guy holding the bottle of stuff and he says, Mr. Josie Wales, take this, it'll cure you. And he spits tobacco on his shirt and he says, how's it on stains? That's pretty much what I think of when I think of the wellness industry. There's no miracle in a bottle. There's no miracle in a pill. There's no miracle in an ointment. There is, however, a miracle in your human body that God gave you and the tools around us that God gave us to keep it functioning. Clean air, fresh water, clean air, whole food, a balanced environment, all the things that Niken gave us back. What mankind has poisoned, just like we poisoned the Garden of Eden and got thrown out of there, we've poisoned our environment around us. Niken's coming in not with a miracle claim of a miracle juice that cures everything in the world, makes your teeth whiter than white, shines your car, and keeps your hair soft, but common sense stuff that if you breathe, you eat, you sleep, and you drink, and you give it to people in an affordable, and you give it to people in an accessible, easy-to-use way, you can actually protect and redefine what healthcare is. So you have a company here, guys, kind of like Apple, that not only reinvented what a phone is, not only invented how we communicate, not only pioneered how we archive our lives with the videos and the pictures of our children, not only connected them via the iCloud, which Apple doesn't view their products separately, and just so you guys know, my wife and I, we had an iPad first, now we're getting iPhones, we already use iTunes. Apple has become a part of our life. Our child's life is basically archived on this crazy thing. It's become bigger than a phone. Apple's not a phone company. Apple's not a music company. Apple provides a solution in that area for your life. Niken is not a network marketing company. We utilize network marketing just like Apple uses phones. Niken is not a wellness company, but we utilize that because that's the way to fulfill our mission. Niken is not a regular global corporation, although we utilize part of that to achieve our mission. Niken has literally piggybacked and pioneered and taken from all the forms of business to create something completely new. And this is my point of this. What you guys are in is the first ever home career. This is the first time we can move network marketing beyond signing up somewhere for 3 years and then re-recruiting your people, dumping videos down their neck and books made by other people, and then cram. And by the way, on that note, the Going Pro book is fantastic. It's a fantastic book. I give that to every person in my organization. But as a home career, Nikan is the first one ever where we can build it fast and build it to last. However, to compete in the industry today and to redefine the home career, you have to have the speed and stability, but you also have to have the easy way to transition. The problem, if you want to look at our challenge, is people have children and lives and families and careers, and we're struggling for time. People have less time than they've ever had before because life has just gotten busier. For us to be relevant, we have to have the bridge between where they are and where they're going, and that's what we need to do as Uplines, to understand that we operate in that gap to help people get transitioned and started easily, quickly, and efficiently without having to impact and completely overwhelm them in their lives. So everything we do is designed to have an easy doorway, kind of like a ramp between their life and Nikan that's low and accessible and people can do. So what we do in our group, and I've started not just the other day with Dave, is we don't overwhelm people in the beginning. We assist people in the beginning to help them get up and started quickly. We have a basic getting started called MP2A3. You get your membership, your web page, your products. You get on auto ship, that's the A, and then you're going to teach three to reach three. And the reason we use that with people is real simple. When you've got the mom in the back with three kids and a career who's praying for something, all I want her to do is to think, yeah, I can find a couple people and help them do the same thing. And then we're going to duplicate the membership, the page, the pack, the auto ship, and teach three to reach three. And if you get that basic framework set into your group, what you're doing with that is you're not only connecting a few people. The mistake we make is we say, go sponsor people. Well, that's direct selling when it goes one level deep. We want to build in that network marketing in the beginning to where I'm not only sponsoring a person, but I'm working down underneath of them to find leaders and to set up the guts of the organization. We've done this with lots of new people over the past few months that we've been doing it. What we've done is we've taken off the deck that this is hard or complicated. We've given people to say, man, I can, like I'll say at a meeting, now, even though this may not be for you, raise your hand if you think it's a reasonable thing to think who here could find three people and help them do the same thing. It's a visual thing. So people in the back, instead of thinking, I've got to do this and read that, get on this conference call and this training program and this and that and all these other things, we paralyze them. What we're doing is making them think, that's all I've got to do and this is the thing. What I want them to associate is their membership with Nikan and a couple simple steps, signing up, getting their products, getting their webpage, starting to take the Vital Balance and Nutritionals, and connecting those three people. I want them to equate that with the first steps towards freedom. In fact, I was laying on the bed the other night with my son Kyler, and Paige and I were watching that old claymation Kris Kringle with him, and I heard that song, put one foot in front of the other, and it was hilarious. I just started laughing. And I thought, that made the wizard warlock. Guys, if it can work for the evil wizard warlock on the mountain, turn him good. Because all he had to do was one small thing to turn good. See, the problem is he was so evil that he couldn't see a way to become good. And so here was poor wizard on the mountain who wanted to be good, but didn't know how he could change overnight. And all it took was a little visit from Kris Kringle to say, you don't have to turn instantly good. You just have to be a little better every step than you were. You guys have people looking at your Nikan business, and we have the most powerful home career ever, but you can't hit people in the face by being completely enlightened in one step. And the longer you've been in Nikan for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the harder it is to remember that you probably weren't all in the day you signed up either. People become vested by being in the business. If I can get someone connected and help them connect their first person, and then help them connect their first person, that person that maybe is 20% in is going to start to get more and more in, because then they've got something to grab onto, something beneath them, something that's real. And remember, if teach three to reach three by doing a couple simple steps and working with the ABC and helping that person fill that out, it's not train one to reach none. We've tried both those training methods, and I prefer getting people up and running rather than dumping 900 pounds on a mule and saying sprint. So the bottom line with this is there's never been a company like ours, and I could do a 3-hour talk on what makes Nikan special economically, historically, what makes it special in the geopolitics of the world, what makes it like Apple, IBM, Xerox, Ford, Microsoft. This is one of those companies. You know, that's a good discussion. We could talk about the separation between Nikan and every other network marketing company out there. They may have the same pay plan that we utilize in the sense of getting paid in depth,
But the idiosyncrasies of ours and the way it's set up so the company's healthy, that we're healthy, the products come out. Because I'll tell you one thing, most home businesses, they don't have any finances for research and development because they're sending people on cruises all the time and dumping it down a hole. And the reason they do that is they know they're never going to get their second and third product. And if they do, they're going to add a vitamin and a face wash. It's the death flight of the whole business world. Folks, while most other companies are looking to add vitamin number 10, Neken's inventing products that have never existed in the world before. It's not even the same category. It's the difference between the NFL and that XFL that was around for 2 or 3 years. Neken is a unicorn. You take a look at the way we're structured and people looking for a career, the team of experts we have in Neken. You look at the IT we have with the PWP, the streaming video, things like this, WebEx, Kajabi. You look at the big events coming up. You know, we got events in your local areas. One of the things we're going to focus on, Dave, is how to plant an area. And we're going to, at the summit in April, one of the big things we're going to do is how to get your core team so that we can plant and root Neken into every region of the country. Built by new leaders are going to be the next wave of Neken to plant the new crops. Right now what we need to do is take this thing, and this is where I'll end. We have an idea here that's never existed. This is not, I'm going to say it again, this is not another network marketing with another line of products and another pay plan. This is something different. This is the next generation. Just like Apple wasn't just the next company making something to listen to music on. It's bigger than that, which is why they became one of the biggest companies in the world. What Neken needs right now are people that have the courage and, frankly, the heart to go out and tell people that something great exists. You got to be willing to go out as a sheep among wolves. And you got to have the courage to stand in front of people that don't know who we are or what we do and tell them that we exist because they don't know that we exist. And don't expect them to come knock on your door and say, hey, I heard something great's going on with Neken. That isn't how it works. Folks, Jesus did not tell the apostles, hey guys, sit here in Jerusalem and all these people from around the world will come and ask you what's going on. They had to go out and see people, and sometimes people threw rocks at them. That's what happens when you got a good idea. You gotta have the courage to know that what you're doing and have the peace to know that what we're doing is important. Guys, there are millions of people right now whose lives are slipping backwards because they cannot find work to pay for their lifestyle. We got millions of people shoving brown bottles of prescriptions down their necks, being killed because they're a statistic to the pharmaceutical industry, and you've got a solution in your hand, and all you got to do is be brave enough to speak the truth like it's the truth, and not be afraid of Uncle Buford that tells you it's full of baloney. You got to have enough courage to face the fire and then walk through it. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be afraid. One of my favorite songs growing up, the old Catholic hymn called Be Not Afraid. You can walk, you know, you can cross the raging desert, but you won't die of thirst. You can stand before the fire of hell and you will not be burned. When you've got the truth on your side, you're impervious to that stuff. You don't have to be well-spoken, well-heeled, with a big education. You don't have to be a beautiful speaker. You got to be able to look people in the eye and say, you know what, there's something really special coming here. I'm in Alexandria, Louisiana. People around here want a way to have a better life. We've got it. I'd sure like to show you what we're up to because you seem like a real nice person. And then you look them right in the eye. You tell them who we are and what we're up to and where we're going. And then you let them decide if they want to join. It's their choice. Don't worry about the outcome. Worry about your output. I'm worried about what I do that I can spread this truth as far as I can. And I will attract people. Here's the big mystery of the business. You all want a downline of 5,000 people? You're going to maybe go out and find 10 or 20 of them. You're going to attract 9,900 of them. So start being attractive. The truth is sticky. Once you get a few people that understand this, and then you become not one, but you become three or you become four, and then those four become 12, then all of a sudden the gravity of Jupiter starts pulling comets into the planet as opposed to you're trying to go out and rope them all the time. The truth has its own gravity. But to get that, you've got to be that little spot that starts to attract people around it. Be brave. I don't care if you're 85 or if you're 25. I don't care if you have to have a GED or a PhD. If you got heart and you got guts, guts is enough. We got people here that will help you. We got a message here that's right. What I'm asking you all to do right now is to stand tall and go out and speak the truth like it's the truth, because this is a company that deserves really, really good people to share it with other people. What you are going to see in Neken over the next few years, you're going to see this iconic company go from being the Macintosh, where people really like it, wow, what a cool thing, and gee, those people really use it and they love it, to being the iPhone, where 50% of people have it. By the way, if you're thinking Nikon products are expensive, 52% of all smartphone users right now are using an Apple iPhone, average price over $500. My wife's getting a new iPhone 5-something, I don't even remember what it is. It's $649. That's $150 more than the day pack. Our iPad was almost a grand. We've spent more on the iPhone and the iPad than we spent to get basically a wellness home. And everybody has it. I was in the grocery store the other day. Somebody was using food stamps and calling their kids on their iPhone. So you guys have something here that's affordable, that's doable, that's smart, that's right, that's noble, that's big. You're part of something historic. What we need right now are not people that are expecting it to happen. We need people that are creating it to happen. We expect it to happen, but not passively for other people to create. We create it because we expect it. That's it. And I don't care if you've been in Nikon for 10 years or 1 year or 1 month. None of us are where we want to be. I'll ask you a question. Are you finished yet? Are you finished? Are your life's hopes and dreams finished, or are they just starting? When you lay down tonight, are you finished? I'm not. I'm 43 years old. I haven't even touched what I want to do with my life yet. And it's not because I'm arrogant. It's because I believe that if I have breath in my lungs, that I've got a mission, or I'd be gone. I don't know a finer mission than this. And I could go on forever, you guys, and I'll stop. I get pacing around. And I told you guys I'm here in Alexandria, Louisiana, with a great group of people. John and Deb Simonello and Marianne Reddick and just all kinds of wonderful folks. I'm going to go out and do a little training with them. And just honored to be out here. I heard some stories last night of a gentleman had his toes because of the Nikon mag steps. They were black and now they're pink. Amazing. And I was just sitting in the back thinking to myself, that guy was probably 11 generations deep from my wife and I. And there's a fella right there who has his toes. And folks, you can say whatever you want, but the truth of sitting in the back of the room was that man was hurting, and he was in bad shape, and he used our product, and now he's not, and he has his toes. That simple little noble truth is the atomic molecules that are building an iconic company. I'll tell you something else. I'm a father that has two boys that I've been able to be in their life because of this company. Now for going on 13, 14 years. And if it wasn't for Nikon, I wouldn't be near the father I am because I wouldn't be present. I cannot be the father I want to be if I'm not present. The things don't exist in the same realm. That's a really simple truth. Because of Nikon, I'm with my sons and I'm able to be a good father and be with my wife. And there's a man that has his toes. And if you're new in Nikon, you haven't built a $1 million business, yesterday I didn't have a dream or a way to achieve it. Today I have both. I may not be a Nikon millionaire yet, but I'm attached to the vehicle that will deliver me where I want to be. Today I have to drive west to get home. It's going to take me about 6-7 hours. And you know something? When I get in the car, I'm not going to be sitting there going, am I there yet? Am I there yet? Am I there yet? I know that every mile that I drive gets me closer to my wife and my baby. And all I can think of is getting home tonight and picking up that 32-pound, 16-month-old and feeling his little arms around my neck and those fat little feet. He's going to give me a kiss on the cheek. And he, man, hearing him say, dad, 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 the way he does when I pick him up. Every mile I drive, I'm closer. It's worth the drive. Every mile and every turn and every stoplight. And if it rains, I'll slow down. And if it's cold, I'll be careful. But every mile, I'm going to get closer to my family. When you guys sign up the Nikon, when you get your membership, when you get your products, when you use AutoShip, When you teach through your reach three, you're a mile closer to home. Quit expecting to be sitting in the living room the day you sign up with your family and start driving the miles. Every mile you're closer to home. Even if it doesn't seem like it because everything still looks the same, when I'm driving through Crockett National Forest today, everything around me is going to look the same for about 40 miles. But I have to know in my mind that I'm closer to home. This company will get you home. But it's time that this field force quits looking to Nikon and worrying about pre-Ken, and let's go to the next phase. Let's quit thinking about the Macintosh, and let's start talking about the iPhone. This is a company that is about to do something remarkable, and we need remarkable people to do it.
And folks, if you don't think you're remarkable, take that up with God, because He made you, and He doesn't make unremarkable things. So, what I have to say to you is, are you ready to do something wonderful that can change lives and make a difference? Are you ready to do something that will inspire you? And are you ready to do something that comes along once in a generation? That's called Me, Ken. If you're brave and bold of spirit and stout of heart and you've got big dreams, come with us and go out and tell the truth like it's the truth. Walk across, quote-unquote, Asia Minor and watch the truth take root and watch it turn into something beautiful. And when your kids have a Niken business that's making sure they don't have to struggle in 30 or 50 or 100 years, they will look back and thank you for it. You're doing something now that will leave something that will forever transform the lives of your loved ones, not only directly because you give it to them, but around them because we're going to make the world a better place. So I guess if you ever wanted to do something special, Dave, I guess if this isn't something special, this will do till something special shows up. How about that?
Most definitely.
So sorry if I got on my soapbox, but once I'm up there, I get fired up.
Well, we kind of expected that to happen, so I'm very susceptible to excitement. So.
Well, that's thanks good, and I just so love me, Ken. I'm grateful for it every day, and just thanks for having me on and for the honor of it. And I'm going to go out and talk to a real great group of people that would make you awfully proud there in your group, Dave. I got to tell you,
Rick, give my love to all the good people of Louisiana, and let's make that an even bigger Deacon family there.
Well, I tell you what, it's definitely going that way. I will, my friend. Thank you, and God bless you all, and all of you go out and build your dreams, and remember, you're going to get more courage than you can by doing it. It will build. Competency and courage come from execution. Go out and build it step by step, and every mile you'll be closer to your dreams. Just always do the next right thing. Don't try to do everything right. Just do the next right thing, and then everything turns out right. It's weird how that works, and as Dave, you know, you're not only the top Nikan earner, you're the Abraham, the Daverham of Nikan, you're the consultant of the year. Talk about leading from the front. You are the father of all nations, and thanks for having me involved.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
All right, God bless you, everybody. My friend.
Take care. You know what Rick was saying about iPhones, my mind went back to years ago, and I had basically PCs, and they were getting fixed regularly. I'm not this really big company. I had a couple of ladies working with me, and so a small network of I think it was five PCs, all kind of connected in a little system, and we were paying a few hundred a month because they were always breaking. And I would try different smartphones, and I never got anywhere with them. So I'd wind up giving them away to my kids because you got to read a manual. That's just too much. And then I was at a meeting with Susan Carver sitting next to me, and she had her iPhone out, and she showed me how easy it was, very intuitive, and it changed everything. And since I got excited about the iPhone, I noticed that it would connect with computers real easy, same icon, same thoughtful, intuitive progression and stuff. So wound up, that was an expensive experience. But on the other hand, it wasn't because our computers don't break all the time. And so let's get back to advertising about Niken, though, because it's show and tell is what got me on my iPhone. What's really exciting is the show and tell with the new M-Stripe. That's the new version, the latest version. I've got a friend who is an energy medicine doctor, and if you go to Magnetic Leaders channel on YouTube, there's a Bruce and Lana Nelson, and they talk about their first experience with the M-Strides and how it's a real game changer. In fact, they shared with me that if you put M-Strides as a 10, using that same scale, the old mag steps would be about a 4. And then he came over a little while later and was excitedly talking about breathing. And we just posted a test. My massage therapist came to our house, and I says, hey, I need you to try something with the new M-Strides. And so I put him on the floor, and I just said, okay, stand there and do some deep breathing. And he did that for a little bit, and then he stood on the M-Strides, and so far it's worked every time with people. They actually notice that their chest all of a sudden moves in and out easier, like they were all of a sudden younger, and their muscles were more elastic and feeling the air move in and out easier. That's a fun new test. Really excited about all the new things that are going on. So I would recommend doing some strategic gift giving. You can give products the gift of health and probably get a real high return back, and not just sharing joy, but also in satisfied people that will refer you to more people. And so these could be seeds that would be planted into a possible great harvest. Just one other thought. What would happen if you found just one really good person in your business? That's my goal, is to find one new really good friend in 2014 that really wants this really bad. Just one. That's all it would take to change and create a whole new world in your business. Now, to find that one, you might sponsor a few other people along the way, and that would be a good thing too. But wow, everything can change by just meeting a new person. It's just kind of a fun thought right there. If anybody has any questions, you can unmute yourself by just pushing *6 if anybody has any great questions. We've got just a few minutes left if you want to ask a question. And
hello,
also,
Dave.
Yes.
Hello, David.
Yes.
This is Jeff from Toronto. Just letting you know that Eric Worre has got a special on his book and CD. If they go to networkmarketingpro.com, they can get it there, and it's a special for $5 each.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Eric Worre.
I'll have to check that out.
It's not for this week only.
Okay, this week only. Thank you. One of the thoughts that really changed my whole life was the statement that where you will be in 5 years depends on the books you read, the people you associate with, and what you listen to. And one of the best things you can do is turn your automobile into a university by putting good CDs in there. That's the thing I also like about my iPhone, is it's just loaded with a lot of good content where I'm listening to Nikan leaders, to Earl Nightingale, Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, other great people. And, you know, what you think about is what you become. And if you rethink the thoughts of a great person, you'll soon resemble the greatness of that person. It's a fascinating thing. And if you think of the same thought over and over again, that pattern becomes deeper and more permanent. You can actually create your life by just controlling the thoughts and directing your life by directing those thoughts. This is powerful, powerful stuff. So be a student and just stay in school, and some of the best knowledge that you'll ever gain, some of the most wonderful knowledge that'll make a difference, is just this personal development skills, the skill of influence. And using that and directing it for good. And then plugging it into Nikan, where all of a sudden you can greatly magnify your influence through the leverage of the compensation plan and the magic and the power of these products. You can make a big difference out there. Don't underestimate the power of just one individual, and why not you? But anyway, I'm kind of excited too. But any other comments or questions? Well, I think we had a great call, and let's go for it. I appreciate everybody that was on the call, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.